Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned into the broadcast again this week. We're picking up our study here in Matthew chapter 24. Here at verse number 24, I want to review that a little bit. The series of messages is just on the line of challenging people to consider: Are you ready? We've got three questions. Are you ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you ready for the end of this world? Are you ready for your judgment? You can be ready for all these things by salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ and by Him. You can be ready. It can actually go from a thing where it would be a fearful thing to an exciting thing because of Jesus and His salvation. And understand, salvation is not a fire escape, but the Lord does save from hell and save from eternal damnation to righteousness and glorification and eternity with God Almighty, with the Lord Jesus Christ. There is a blessing in that, being rescued, as it were. But to be forgiven of your sins and to have peace with God and to have assurance about where you're going, it can only be through the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we have this series of messages considering different portions of Scripture that deal with end time events and wonder, could this be the end? Could this be the beginning of the end in the day in which we live? Only the Lord knows, but we need to be ready. The people of God have always considered, since the time of the Lord Jesus Christ, and since He ascended in the clouds, the people of God, the children of God, the churches of the Lord have always been looking for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. But in our day, we have seen no greater things fulfilled and coming to pass than ever have ever been before. And so, are you ready? Are you ready for His return? Are you ready for the end of this world? And are you ready for your judgment? We point you to these things and point you to Christ and ask you to give consideration to these things. Here in Matthew chapter 24, we're at verse 24. He just mentioned about how the great tribulation that's going to be at hand and how if it wasn't that that was shortened, no one could live. But for the sake of the elect, the Lord's people, those that He's chosen, those that He will save, those days are going to be shortened. Otherwise, everybody would be destroyed. But the Lord's going to save Israel. He's going to save His nation and people of His nation, the Jews, in that day. And then he says here in verse 23, "Then if any man shall say unto you, Lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect." And so these that are going to be at the end, they're going to show great signs. They're going to show wonders. Will it be hocus pocus, and will it just be tricks and gimmicks? Or will it be the power of darkness and the power of Satan? Remember, the Spirit of God is going to be backing away, allowing mankind just to do everything that it will and allowing Satan to do everything that he can do. He's fighting against God, looking to thwart God. He won't be successful in it, but he will be allowed to work. And he has great power. He's an angel, and he's the prince and the power of the air. And so he has great power, able to do things as the Lord withdraws that restraint. So they're going to be so good that they could deceive the Lord's people, even the very elect. Listen to what the Lord says in verse 25. "Behold, I have told you before." What a wonderful thing. Jesus knows these things are going to happen and how they're going to be and what they look like and what will be pursued. Because God is infinite. He has all knowledge. God knows the beginning from the end. He's Alpha. Jesus Christ Himself is the beginning and the end, the Alpha and Omega. And so He knows. And He tells in advance. He tells this in a prophetic way. But the Lord knows in advance what's going to happen, and He tells in advance. He told His disciples in advance what was going to happen with Him and how all that was going to go, that they might have confidence and faith, that they might have joy when they saw him resurrected from the dead. He says, behold, I have told you before. He's told before. What an interesting statement that could be applied so many ways. Behold, I have told you before. The Lord is sharing and telling these things with his disciples before they come to pass. Verse 26. Wherefore, if they say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers. Believe it not. He said, don't go, don't believe it. Here's how it's going to be with the Lord Jesus. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth into the west, and we all know how that is, sometimes you have that bolt of lightning that really, really lasts and it's intense. But even for that, it's just a second, maybe 2 seconds. I don't even think about even those bolts of lightnings that last for a second, second and a half, 2 seconds, probably not 2 seconds, but that bolt of lightning that's really intense and it strikes and then that light flashes. And sometimes we have lightning here that just makes it like daylight outside. I love seeing that. I think that's really, really neat. The power of God being manifested in his creation. He said, for as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even into the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. It's going to be that quick. He's going to show up like lightning. He's coming again, and he's going to show up that quick. Because wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. That's kind of a strange reference, isn't it? For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. Is the Lord likening himself to a carcass? Well, he's making the point that when Jesus shows up, this world is going to fight against him and bow the knee to him. When Jesus shows up, the people of God are going to be with him. And those that are the Lord's, namely his nation at that time, as Zechariah, I think in the book of Zechariah, it says, and they shall look upon him whom they pierced. That was fulfilled in the day that the Lord Jesus Christ was crucified. But it will also be fulfilled when Jesus comes to save Jerusalem and his nation and the Jews that he has chosen to save at that time. Yeah? Yeah, that's right. Just as the Lord saved John the Baptist from his mother's womb, John, he hadn't even hit the air here in this earth, and the Lord had saved him because he wanted to, because he chose to. And the Lord, when he comes, he'll be known, and he'll be the one that men will fight against. And he'll be the one that his nation looks to, and he'll be the one that saves, and he'll be the one that conquers and destroys the enemy. Oh, even so come, Lord Jesus. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. Just like the great birds that go and clean up dead bodies. Do you ever see the vultures around when there's not a dead body around? Isn't that something? But when there's a dead body, they show up. You know what? When it's time for the Lord Jesus Christ to come, it'll be known when he comes, and it'll be in a flash, and he'll be there, and all will know it. His enemies will seek to fight against him, and he'll destroy them. And those that he comes to save, and Israel, and the Jews, they will see him, and they will love him, and they'll be glad to see him. And the saints that'll come with him, will he be scattered all around? No, we'll be coming with our Lord. Oh, wow. What a wonderful, wonderful thing. Are you prepared for that? Do you have the Lord Jesus as Savior? Do you want the Lord Jesus to come and rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords? Are you looking for that? Are you excited about that? Are you looking to that? Oh, I pray that it would be the case. Repent of your sins and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse number 29. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light. It's interesting, isn't it? The tribulation of those days. The sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. Interesting. So he says, after this, the tribulation of these days, then there's going to be physical effects on the sun and the moon. Of course, the moon reflects the light of the sun. Stars will fall from the heaven, and the powers of the heaven shall be shaken. There's reference to this in the book of Revelation and the plagues and the things that are going to happen with the different bodies here in our solar system. There's going to be a day that it won't be day and it won't be night when the day of the Lord comes. And looking here at a passage in Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12. It says here in Hebrews chapter 12, whose voice then shook the earth, and now he hath promised, saying, yet once more I shake not earth only, but also heaven. This is from shakings of the Lord of this earth. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things that are made, and those things which cannot be shaken, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. Jesus is coming one day to shake things up. He's going to shake things up. He's going to do that final shaking and shake things up. And then it says in verse 30, then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. The return of the Lord Jesus. The return of the Lord Jesus Christ. We believe that he's coming in the rapture, and then we believe that he's coming to save his nation, Israel. Well, I see their time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.